Hillary Clinton started this week off in Ohio to highlight an endorsement from LeBron James, who helped bring Cleveland its first pro championship since 1964 when the Cavaliers won the NBA title in June. James told reporters his support is an extension of his friendship with President Obama.
I believe Hillary can continue that legacy that Barack has done for over the last 8 years. And obviously, you guys know how important my community service is, especially in my hometown. And, you know, that's a main point for me.
His hometown is Akron. So how much do sports star endorsements matter? And is there any risk to the athletes themselves? Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So not really a surprise that LeBron James endorsed Hillary Clinton, but what impact does it have, if any?
No, not a surprise, especially with Donald Trump polling in some polls at 0% in the African-American community. Let's also add to the fact that so many NBA players, specifically that league, have endorsed Hillary Clinton. Steph Curry has, Carmelo Anthony has, at the DNC, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Jason Collins did. So yes, not a surprise. Maybe you could argue this will help with the millennial African-American vote, which has supposedly been lagging. As far as the risk to the athlete, I don't know. I think that there was a time when this was perceived as risky, and it was epitomized in that Michael Jordan quote, Republicans buy sneakers too. But now that we're seeing so much more activism, and not even activism, just publicly talking about issues, we haven't seen too much backlash in terms of celebrities or athletes who've endorsed either Clinton, or we could talk about some of the ones who've endorsed Trump.
Well, and one of them is Bobby Knight, the former Indiana coach. Let's listen to him at a Trump rally in Indianapolis back in April.
You folks are taking a look at the most prepared man in history to step in as president of the United States. That man right there.
And Trump has also gotten support from Tim Tebow, Dennis Rodman, and NFL coach Rex Ryan. They're all backing Trump. I wonder which is a more risky move for them, if there is risk, to go with the Republican or the Democrat when it comes to sports fans.
Well, on that list, let's see. Tim Tebow, born again Christian, Dennis Rodman, more of a tabloid fixture, and Rex Ryan, noted iconoclast. So I'd say no risk. I was at the first debate, and Trump's surrogates included Bobby Knight. He was there with a sign, talked to Bobby Knight about Trump, and the boxing promoter Don King.
Right.
And it struck me these weren't just it was odd because both candidates had bona fide experts on their side. But Trump was the only one bringing out these kind of celebrities. But they're not just sports celebrities. These two guys are disgraced sports celebrities. Don King ripped off, you know, a dozen boxers.
Right.
And Bobby Knight is a great coach, but of course was let go from Indiana. But Trump also has Lou Holtz, who doesn't have any scandal associated with him, is an endorser of Trump. A lot of times coaches, especially white older coaches, get behind the Republicans. Most athletes who were elected to Congress are elected as Republicans, but African-American athletes often vote Democrat, just like, and endorse Democrat, just like African-American citizens do.
But it does just seem like there is a little more political activity coming from the sports world, and we haven't even really talked about Colin Kaepernick today, who has said he doesn't like either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Mike Pesca, here and now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Thank you so much, as always.
You're welcome.